Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the pregame lineup card. Twins and Reds, game two tonight. Reds outfielder Spencer Steer was once a Twins farmhand. He was selected by them in the third round of the 2019 draft. He looks back at his time with Minnesota in our Select Heartland Chevy Dealers Twins storyline. Steer spent nearly three seasons in the minor leagues of the Twins organization before he was traded to the Reds in 2022, along with Christian Encarnacio Strand, in exchange for Tyler Mahle. Spencer had some emotions coming into this weekend.
Yeah, I just think it's a cool full circle moment for sure. Them being the team that brought me into professional baseball, and now being able to be on the other side of it and the other dugout and playing at the highest level against them, pretty special moment for sure.
Steer elaborates even more as he's very grateful for everything the Twins did for him.
When I think of this organization, just thankful for the opportunity. They obviously drafted me and gave me that opportunity to play professional baseball. So, really, really fortunate they gave me that opportunity. And during the COVID year was when I really kind of revamped my swing and kind of changed my identity as a player a little bit and added some power to my game, which I think really helped me get to this level.
The guy he credits with helping his swing was Twins assistant hitting coach Derek Showman. They really work together at the AA level. Showman goes into detail on what they honed in on.
Previously, the organization did a good job of getting him to slug. He's always been like a high contact guy who can collect his knocks, but wanted to see him do a little bit more damage for obvious reasons. Like, it's translated over into the big leagues, which is awesome for him. And then beyond that, it was just certain zones of coverage, particularly like out over the plate, if I can recall from 2022, is where he needed to be able to not only cover more, but needed to slug. And he started to do that and did that while also still, holding some strengths that he had on the other side of the plate closer to him. So again, open willingness, like good questions, always gave feedback, very level-headed. You didn't feel like he was going to get to a point of panic, even if he didn't feel great. Our joke was always like Mr. Clean. That's when he felt super crispy, and he was never too far away from being Mr. Clean, which was cool. So yeah, I can't say enough good things about Spence.
That pair still keeps in touch, and another Twins guy Steer checks up on is Matt Wallner. They were teammates together in parts of 2019, 21, and 22. Is it fun for Matt to play against Steer at the major league level this series?
Yeah, for sure. It's always fun to see guys like that. And Steer, so it's one of my good friends coming up, so just especially fun for him. But yeah, just playing against people that is always fun.
Steer has wreaked havoc on the Twins so far in this series. Two extra base hits and two runs scored last night. What does Wallner admire about Steer's game?
Just, puts everything in play, and his ability to drive the ball to any part of the field is impressive. And he controls his own so well.
Steer mentioned also that after one of the games this weekend, he's grabbing food with Wallner and also another former teammate, Eddie Julian. That was our Select Heartland Chevy Dealers Twin Storyline. Visit ChevyDealOnline.com to find a dealer near you. Now find a place to sit back and relax as we get ready for first pitch between the Twins and Reds. Chris and Danny have the call next on your home for Twins baseball.